From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Chris Tai. Closing arguments set today in the ComEd bribery trial. Last week, federal prosecutors questioned former ComEd CEO Anne Pramaggiore. Prosecutors drilled into her testimony, detailing how they say ComEd got legislation passed by influencing and paying off former Illinois Speaker of the House Mike Madigan. She denies playing any part in the scheme. Pramaggiore is one of four people facing charges, including bribery and falsifying records. New details this morning on a deadly house fire in the Northwest Side. We've learned the 78-year-old woman who died was Francine Macchitelli. Chicago Fire tells CBS 2 the fire started just after 11 Sunday morning at Grace and Odell in the Dunning neighborhood. Two other people at the scene refused treatment, the cause still under investigation. Right now, police on the city's Northwest Side are linking two armed robberies to the dating app Plenty of Fish. The first happened Friday, April 14th, near Jersey and Bryn Mawr. The other happened Saturday, the 15th, near Addison and Milwaukee Avenue. The two women told police they met the man on the app, and when they met up, the robber held them at knife point until they transferred money. So far, no one's been arrested. And believe it or not, we have less than 5 weeks until beach season opens in Chicago. That starts 5 weeks from Monday. The American Red Cross is getting lifeguards ready. The first of several early lifeguard certification sessions begin today. The Chicago Park District trying to get enough staff for the season by offering training during the application process and making it affordable. The Park District is covering the $85 cost of training. If you want to be a lifeguard, we've got a link on how to do it on our website, cbschicago.com. Your Monday forecast, partly cloudy, warmer, a high of 56. Tonight, rain with a low of 38. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Chris Tai.